to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. It's Dave. I'm here. It's Upcycle Canada. Yeah.
David.
Wanted to jump on and just say hello. Let you know things are moving along. We're still around. Yes. Wanted to jump on and say hi to everybody. Jen is just off to our new location for Upcycle Canada. Lots of updates for you. Lots of things to talk about. Jen and I are going to be working on an episode, hopefully later today. If not tomorrow, for sure. We have some guests coming up for the podcast. We have some news and some updates on the Upcycle Canada world. So I wanted to jump on and say hi. So here you go. We're going to start with the Upcycle Canada podcast for 2023. So happy to be back with you guys. We missed you. Yeah, we missed you and you over there. So yeah, here we go. Great to be back, guys. Okay. All right. I know you're excited. This is great. We're great to be back again. Again, Jen is over at our new location for Upcycle Canada. And if you haven't heard, we have officially closed our retail store. I know. 3 years of struggling it out and working hard to keep us afloat and to get to the point where our landlord wanted another 5-year commitment for our retail space and then jacked up the rent, as landlords like to do. And we just got to the point where financially it just didn't make sense for us to continue in that space. So Jen and I will be on to talk about that and all the fun that we've been having doing that. We also, Jen and I, have a rental property. So the same time we were closing down our store and undecorating our store, which was fun, our tenant moved out of our condo that we've had for many years. So we also had to flip our condo at the same time, get a new tenant in there as well. So we've been like bouncing back and forth between our rental property, closing the store. We're still both working full time, still trying to keep everything going through Christmas break. And officially, we ended the store on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve was our last day, and we had some people come in, and it was very surreal to say goodbye to customers that only knew us in that location and had never crossed paths with us before that. So that was really kind of interesting, difficult, and surreal. Is a good word for it. So the store closed Christmas Eve, and then Jen and I took a little bit of a break. We look at each other like every second day and go, podcast? And we're like, I know. So again, so we found a spot, and again, Jen and I will talk about this together, but we found a spot at a local flea market. And funny thing is, we were there with a booth in the same building, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. Jen's the number person. About 20 years ago, we had a booth way before we even knew what an Upcycle Canada was. So we're back to where we started long ago, and it's kind of cool. We've been welcomed with open arms. So it's the Niagara Flea Market in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. It's open on Sundays. So if you live in Niagara, we would love for you to drop by and see our new booth. Come in and check us out. We're there. So we basically transported the store over to the flea market. So I got home. I'm still working nights. I just got home. Jen already had her coat on. She's headed out the door to the market. And that's it. Jen's gone. And now I'm here cleaning up some podcasting stuff. I have some interviews and pre-interviews to do today for other podcasts. Jen's on her way to the market. And we have a few days left in the store. We've repainted the entire store back to primer. Painted over Jen's beautiful logo on the wall, which Jen hand painted. So that's been painted over and it's just plain white again. And yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah. So we had one former customer come through, but they're going to open a store similar to ours. I don't think they realized who they were talking to when they came through with the property manager, but they made some comments about our store and that they had been in when we were open. And I think they thought I was a painter and not the current store owner. So they kind of made some comments, which were not that great. But anyways, so yeah, with the store has basically been repainted. We've taken down all the wood walls and accents and shelving and all of that stuff. And just getting it all back home again. So that's a little update for you on the store. I hope you guys are doing well. We have been reaching out on Facebook groups and in our community of upcyclers and eco-friendly people. We got some great people coming up on the podcast as guests. One of them we saw on the news, and this will be happening soon. Toyexchange.ca. That was my phone. Toyexchange.ca are going to be coming on, and they do exactly what their name says. They do toy exchanges, so you don't buy plastic toys that end up in the landfill. You rent toys for a period of time, and then you send them back, and you get the next set as your kids grow. You get new toys, and they're wooden toys, and you just exchange them. So you always have new toys for your kids. So that's going to be coming up. I'm excited about that one. We have, let me look at my calendar as I chat. We have some other people coming on from around the world for Upcycle Canada. And we're always looking for guests for that. So if you know somebody who, like us, like you, is really into eco-friendly, saving the planet, natural solutions, whether that's fabrics and fashion or wood like we do or metal or whatever, we would love to be in contact with them. If that's you, then we need to talk to you. So upcyclecanada.ca is our website. Head over there and contact us. We have a little microphone icon on our website. You can leave us a voice message. Always love voice messages. And as we've done in the past, we'll put your voice right in the podcast. So if you've ever wanted to be on a podcast and you're not sure, just go to our website and we will put your voice right into our podcast. What do you think of that? That's pretty cool, right? So the upcyclecanada.ca is your home for all things upcycling. So that's kind of a little update for you on where we're at the moment.
David?
One thing that's really caught our eye is our friends over at Black Dog Salvage in Roanoke, Virginia. Mike and Tay Whiteside have a reboot of their podcast, and they're going through episode by episode, season by season, recapping every episode, 143, I believe, of every episode. So we'll put a link in our show notes. They've done a couple shout-outs to us, which, again, catches us by surprise and makes us smile. And we've mentioned that in other podcasts, but if you have a chance to go hear those guys, they're hilarious. Father and son duo. And we love working alongside of them and supporting them, and they support us, which is exciting. Yes. So we really like those guys. Ted Finch is coming out with a new season of Salvage Kings, I believe, at the beginning of March on the History Channel. We have a video on our Instagram page of us in Ted's office, which was a caboose, train caboose, and he had the coolest office. And he wasn't there when we went to visit the one day, but he called his staff and asked them to let us into his office, and they even said they weren't allowed in there. So we got a chance to look around Ted's office. Super cool, the stuff that he had in there. And Ted has salvaged kings, which is the Canadian version, I guess, of salvaged dogs. And it's an active show. This is a great season coming up. Looking forward to that. Hoping to get Ted on the podcast, because Ted is amazing and his heart is all around keeping amazing things out of the landfill. So there's big changes, I guess, have happened in Ted's career and his life, but the show goes on. So we encourage you to go check that out. If you're watching History Channel, go over and check out, I believe it's in March, and it's Salvage Kings, and Ted Finch will be, again, the star of that show. So Canadian version, if you have never seen the show, go and check it out, Salvage Kings. And that's on the History Channel. So that's another good stuff thing coming up.
Ew, no, David.
So as far as the store, we still have some of our vendors that are still with us, even as we've closed our retail store and we've moved now to the Niagara Flea Market. So we're very thankful to continue our relationship with these great vendors, and to those that have moved on to other spots, thank you so much for being a part of Upcycle Canada, for believing in us, believing in what we do, and also for what you do. Because we have been so amazed by some of the creators and the unique things that people do around repurposing and salvage. And we've crossed paths with so many amazing creators over the 3 years that we had the store. So, yeah, as I talk more and more about the store, I get a little bit more and more sentimental. But yeah, we were so pleased with every person that came through as a vendor and all the great customers that we met and our wonderful and talented Paige, who came in as a customer. We fell in love with Paige. Paige fell in love with Upcycle Canada. It's a great relationship. So Paige, we miss you every day. We hope you're doing well and your family's doing good as well. Thank you so much, Paige, for all the things you poured into our store. You're amazing, and our customers love you. And the people here on social media and our website, we get lots of great comments about Paige. So Paige is doing well. She's busy. She's working hard. Still in school. Still doing all of the things. And yeah, so we miss Paige. So it's a little bit of an update for you. Again, not a big episode. I just wanted to come on and just let you know that we've been thinking about you. We've been thinking about the podcast and some of the topics that we want to talk about. We're going to start batch recording, and that means just recording in advance and getting back on a regular schedule now that the store is done. Just keep in mind, like, Jen and I have been working 7 days a week for 3 years straight. Jen works full-time Monday to Friday. She's a boss at a warehouse. So she works like till 7:30 every night, Monday to Friday. And then she was at the store every Saturday and Sunday. So she's been working 7 days a week between her two jobs. And then myself, I've been working 7 days as well, but I'm working nights. So still working my night shift. Ugh. But so I'm working like Wednesday to Monday morning, Wednesday night to Monday morning, and then I'm home for Monday, Tuesday, and then back again. So I've worked every weekend at my other job, and then also working at the store during the week to try to keep the store open as well. So yeah, there's been some times where I get 1 to 2 hours of sleep a day, and over 3 years, you can do the math, a lot of rest there. We haven't had a vacation. We haven't had any time off together. It's been store, work, custom order, store, work for the last 3 years. So that's kind of why there's been a little bit of radio silence for the podcast. We're just working through the closure of the store, working through next steps, planning for the future, continuing to do our custom work for our customers. We still have a few things left to clean up and finish for our customers as well. So some great stuff happening in that sense for Upcycle Canada. We're still active. We're still working. We haven't stopped. It might seem like we've stopped because of the closure of the store, but we've actually just kind of reverted back to what we've had before. Before we had the store, Jen and I were working full time and we were doing shows on weekends. So we were doing 30 to 40 shows a year. So if you do that over 52 weeks, you'll notice that that's a lot of shows almost every weekend. So yeah, so we've been doing a lot. So we're going to be going back to vendor events now that we're getting back to somewhat normality in the world. Vendor events are coming back. So we'll be signing up for those and doing those. We have the market now every Sunday. So that's kind of nice. And then there's some time in our week now, which we haven't had for 3 years. So we're looking forward to that. So again, Jen and I will be back with new episodes of the Upcycle Canada podcast. I've been thinking about you guys all night. I just want to come on and say, hey, we're okay. We're doing all right. We're a little sad, obviously, to lose the store and have to make that decision. But we're going to do fine. We're going to be okay. And there's great stuff coming for Upcycle Canada in 2023. You're here. I'm here. Jen's at the market. But we'll be together for the podcast. And if you know somebody who could be a great guest for us, please reach out to us. Please let them know about the Upcycle Canada podcast. Again, upcyclecanada.ca is the website. And we would love if you could share this podcast out. Pick one of your favorite past episodes and just send it to somebody. Say, hey, listen to this podcast. These are my friends, Dave and Jen. And let them know about us. And we're going to work hard at coming up with some great new content for you guys. And if there's something you want us to talk about here on the podcast, let us know. Jen and I always love feedback and ideas that come from you. And thank you for being part of the Upcycle Canada family. We'll talk soon. We miss you guys. We'll be back.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. Dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca.
.ca, dad, space, .ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.